If you're white and British and you live in the UK and you feel like the UK is becoming an anti-white country, you're not wrong. If you're a teacher in Wales, you get paid £5,000 less a year if you're white. Any other ethnicity and they'll pay you more. The fourth biggest police force in the UK banned white people from hiring. The biggest bank in Europe funded £2 million to 30 Oxford scholarships. And guess what are the qualifications to make it in? The biggest broadcasting platform in Europe banned white people from applying for a trainee role. Not one, but two members of the Scottish government stood up in front of Parliament and complained about how there was too many white people in and about every role and job and position, even when there's 17 times the amount of people of color in UK Parliament today than there was in 1987. The UK police force has spent 15 million trying to lower the number of white people they employ. The Royal Air Force got their emails leaked in which applicants were described as useless white males. God forbid they would have replaced the word white with anything else. Non-white people who apply for NHS jobs have their CV shortlisted, so being white means it's slower and less likely you get the job. White people have become a minority in at least 8 out of 51 English cities, and this number's kept increasing since 2001. White British children are now a minority in 1 in 4 schools, so now they're disappearing from our education system. 50% of all victims in racial attacks since 2006 has been white. Former member of the Labour government, Nas Shah, liked and retweeted a post on Twitter that said white girls who have been abused and exploited by Pakistani men should shut their mouths for the sake of diversity. NHS bosses now have to explain why they hired a white person. 12-year-olds are getting singled out and expelled from school for wearing clothing that celebrates British culture on Culture Day. The highest paid female footballer in the UK was caught on camera calling a police officer stupid and white. The UK government have attempted to ban the British flag to stop white British people from being proud and celebrating their culture, but every single other ethnicity and nationality can do so. Apparently, Britain's Olympic team is too white, and our women's football team. The Equality Act 2010 allows the practice of positive discrimination, which is the ability to hire someone of color over a white person, even if they both have the same qualifications because they are someone of color. The UK justice system was due to implement laws that would make vulnerable members of society, women, Muslims, people of color, be granted more lenient sentences to account for systemic biases. Islamic terrorists can complain about jails being too white and they'll be moved to another jail. So it wouldn't happen the other way around. Save and share this video the next time you get into a conversation with someone that believes white privilege and systemic racism against people of color exists today in the UK.